Welcome to the round table.
Oh my gosh.
Wait. Stop the party.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
It sounds way better.
What was happening?
And as earlier on, because woman, you're working at root, but we are theater like normally.
I wonder what was happening. But
I think it could be one of these settings. So can you metaphone? You can't even beg it on. Metaphone can't even beg it on, though. Sound, bruh, is difficult. Sound is very difficult. But we got it right now.
So when you study sound engineering, do you study these things?
Yes, I think so. It's not a module, so we don't have sound engineering. We've got media production, which deals with like microphones and all of that, but we haven't gotten to that yet.
Kutwaka loko, aka has got a degree in sound engineering.
Yeah.
So what does it entail?
I think it's putting together like sound. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
But, like, I think it's got to do with the production as well.
Makes sense though.
Yeah, bro. What to connect where to get like a crystal clear sound and all of those kind of. Unkosho. I don't know. But the engineering can do what in China? What happens there? You putting together shit or what?
We're putting together things so it can become something.
Yeah, so I'm guessing it's the same thing, but it's got to do with sound.
Because chemical engineering is like putting together chemicals.
And getting this was the news
from my life. So it was like putting cement bricks.
And then the medicine people do the same thing, right?
Yeah.
What's that called?
Isn't it like pharmaceuticals or something like that? Yeah, pharmaceutical.
Why does it take so long to graduate, Chloe? Though?
I don't know. It's hard though.
It's
hard. You have to be intelligent. My friend Usvanye, doctor. Yeah.
Who?
Dr. Svanya.
Which one is this?
Dr.
Svanya. Yeah.
He's almost done with his PhD.
Okay.
So he's studying as well. He's like, I think Usmanya is just smart.
Yeah.
I just think he's smart. Yes, he works hard.
Yeah.
But I think he's smart, bruh. Like even the TikToks as fuckai.
Oh yeah. Know?
Being a student, yeah, but you'll see him in the lab and you'll be like, what on earth is happening?
With the whole thing.
Yeah, he is so smart.
Lab jacket.
You don't follow him on TikTok?
No. I think I've seen like a reel or something, but not on TikTok.
I usually like his reel.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he said he wants to come on the podcast. So obviously he will come and he will tell us all about that.
Exactly.
You'll see.
Yeah.
Yes, man.
But anyway, guys. Welcome to the round table. We are here. We are back.
We are back. Are we allowed to say Beggarly Bag?
Beggarly Bag. Yeah, man. That's what it is. Episode 4 of the podcast, The Round Table. We are here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is official. We have kicked off the good times. Welcome to the show. If you're a returning soldier, shout out to you. If you are new on the podcast, hit that subscribe button. Check us out.
Like.
Yeah, man. Like, comment, engage with us.
Yes.
Come talk to us, man. That would be really nice. We are looking for so much engagement from you guys. Send us DMs. I actually put our handles on the description of the show. So every single episode that comes out is going to have like our handle. So whoever wants to say whatever.
Our personal handle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Can just send like a DM. What?
Like on. Did you put my correct handle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I put your Instagram handle.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And then obviously on Facebook, they can find you under Aviva Thompson, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. We out here. Dude, you good?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Oh, I thought it was like one of those handshakes.
No. You're good. What's been happening? How was your weekend?
I'm sorry. It's just that my phone rang and I had it on flight mode.
Sorry, your phone just rang now. Ribbies, Joe.
No, hey, I'm a freelancer. I'm a consultant, guys. I'm a consultant.
Ribbies, Joe. What's happening?
I'm good. Guys, thank you for the love, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, every single person that watches this podcast, thank you so much. You have no idea what it means. Okay, to me, because I usually think that, you know, they're just watching Spule and all of that. And then I was introduced as well, and people are still watching. So, condosiers are right.
Yeah, man. definitely. I was a bit nervous as well for episode 3. I was like, okay, what are people going to say? You know, what's the reception going to be? And then they showed the same love that they showed on the first episode that we shot together. And I'm like, no, man, so this is a thing.
You know?
Yeah, well,
we're not taking it for granted, guys. Thank you so much.
Totally appreciate you guys coming through, subscribing, liking, and the comments, and obviously, like, the views. To some people, it may be, like, nothing.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's like...
For us, this is family, man. This is, like, a young community that we're building here.
Yeah.
Like I said on the previous episode, like, this is our young community, and I want us to hold hands together and just see and pambi the song, guys, because we're also trying to get you guys involved in this whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because going forward, what we were planning on doing is having, like, your guys' like, post something on Instagram and then have you guys engage with us, like, via, like, questions and all of those kind of things where we answer the questions and even topics that you can suggest that you want us to discuss, you know?
Yeah, that's most definitely welcome.
Yeah. Even, like, you know... Like, maybe there's a certain topic that someone wants us to talk about, and then if we don't know much about it, we can find other people who can help us. You know?
Definitely. We're open to that, and we're open to having people on the show to inform us about certain things that we don't know.
Definitely.
So, yeah, that's definite growth, man.
Definitely. But how was your weekend, dog? What did you get up to this weekend?
My weekend was quiet, but busy. Mm-hmm. I don't have much of a life, guys. So obviously my weekends are going to be a little quiet.
Yeah.
But Tuma was going up and down with ballet. This is like the third weekend that I've just been dedicated to ballet,
you know?
So she had a workshop thing for ballet on Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was just up and down being... that mom, supportive mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful to, we don't really get to see, but it's beautiful to watch her grow into that dancing thing. At first we thought, no, man, she probably,
it's just a phase,
but she knows what she wants.
Yeah.
And she knows that she needs to practice X amount of hours to get this result. So I'm most definitely proud of her and supportive 1,000% actually. Yeah, no, 1,000%.
She really loves it. I thought that, like, she was obsessed at some point because she literally just stands in front of, like, a mirror with her phone there, and then she
dances,
doing the things that make the thing.
It's unbelievable for me, because she started when she was very small. I don't know where she saw it. She probably saw it on TV. And then she started doing these little turns and standing on her toes. And everyone was like, hey, man, when's the ballet? And then we were like, no. And they're like, you must take her to ballet. And then we took her once and she fell in love with it.
It became a real thing. It really became a real thing.
It's a thing. They do grades and exams, and it's actually a real, real thing.
Yeah, it's hectic, man. It's really hectic. So if you're a ballet mom.
Yeah, I'm not like a soccer mom or whatever.
If you had boys, you'd be a rugby mom or a soccer mom or something like that, right?
Yeah, I've always wanted to be like a rugby mom. Oh, definitely.
They look so cool, dog. Ne?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, with those SUVs and shades on a Saturday morning selling hot dogs.
You know, that's me, bro.
Yeah, I understand. That's
me. No, guys.
That's swag. That's hectic swag.
Hi, guys.
I like that idea.
Love it, man.
Yeah, man.
And, guys, I think you're fine. Ne? Eh, well, yeah. That could be. that could be my life and it would be fine. Okay, yeah. Obviously I'll have a career.
Of course, you'll have your own things going on.
Dedicated to my kids, bruh.
Yeah.
But I don't want more than 2 kids.
Yeah. Because I was at the Grey fixture, I think, a while ago, though.
Mm.
It was Queens versus Grey. Mm. Obviously, I was there to watch. And, man, all the rugby moms were there selling hot dogs, bar ones, and all of that at the tuck shop.
Oh, man.
While screaming at the boys.
Out of the PTA, no.
This is vibes, man.
No way. That is so me.
No, those are the vibes. Those are the vibes.
And your weekend, bruh?
Hey, dog. Man, my weekend was... It was chilled, man. It was chilled. I didn't really get up to much. I went out with... Yes. I went out. We went to go grab, like, a young movie and some food. Watched... What's that movie called? Some movie, man. George Clooney and... Who's the other lady?
Julia Roberts.
Yeah. That movie. We wanted to watch something else, but that was the one that was available and it was nice out of all the ones that were there. So, yeah, but the movie was aight, man. It was so-so. I enjoyed it, kind of. She enjoyed it, like, a lot. She was laughing throughout. I was just there eating the Astros and drinking the Coke. I was good. but I enjoyed
it's a problem, dude. Yeah.
No, I enjoyed the fact that I was with my significant other and we were just having fun together.
Yeah,
that
it was a nice date.
Yeah, bruh. For me, that basically was it. You know, that's what I was there for. Yeah, she was the one who chose the movie, enjoyed it, and so it made great.
That's nice, man. Yeah. Like, you're a gentleman. Like, it was about her. That date was meant for her.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with you. You were just there as a prop.
Exactly.
Exactly. Were you
you know, she could have done it alone, but I was there.
No. She can't do it alone. She needs you to be there.
I'm a
real gentleman.
That kind of guy.
You date. You know how to date.
Yeah, understand?
Yay, man.
That's me, dog. That's where I'm at. And then afterwards, I dropped her off and then I went to the boys, checked out the boys in Summer Strand. But nothing much was happening, man. There was an event at NMU.
It's NMU now.
NMU, yeah. I went there, check on the boys. I was doing too much. And I was like, yeah, I know. Too much this one.
I don't even want to mention any names because I know who was there most definitely.
Dog.
There's this one guy that does a lot.
Oh, he does a lot. So I was like,
you made a special in my heart when
I joke. And I was like, nah, guys, this is too much. I'm gonna be out. Smooth, why are you leaving now? I'm like, hey guys, I've got responsibility now, I've got calls to make, guys. I can't just,
you just came from a nice date, so exactly. You can't be irresponsible.
I can't ruin it now.
Be out there.
So I was like, nah, let me just go home. Came home, spoke to my girl, and then I slept. Woke up the next morning, no papalas, boys. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But those Sundays are epic, dog. Those Sundays where you wake up and you're like, you are good.
Guys, papalaza, it's childish. It's childish, papalaza. Kwaba, usele, utuwene papalaza. It's childish, Louis.
Setting.
It's childish, Nyan. I don't understand when you are...
Ambience.
Can you explain the setting, please?
Kaloko magi chong. Setting is...
A.K.A. Magi. When I was saying I don't have an AKA.
Everyone in the family calls her Maki, so Makaz. Makaz, right?
Yeah, it's short for Makaz.
Makaz, so yeah, man. AKA Maki, AKA Avish, AKA Jojo, AKA...
Yes,
yeah. Maki. So, yeah, bruh.
I just want to talk.
Cool, man. It's that thing, ne? Is... Funeka... Be calm, man. Enter in a kuyo. Ebo? Be calm. I was by rowdy. Can you go douche, man? You know, Zabane Papalaza. Because I call order. Ebo?
Excellent.
Yeah, okay. Excellent. What can we set in here, Jay? Cookie drinks, is your flow?
Conversations, yeah, flow.
Yeah, well, conversations, yeah, flow. Kukumculo, kumand. It's chilled. I come to let guy. No one's binging.
Yeah, no one's binging. Yes.
Exactly. Then you won't have a papalan. That's when the alcohol is like, he's respecting us.
Let's respect him. You know? Yeah, well. But he has unyansile. If I don't. Yeah, lefala ne mali, guys.
Oh, God, wow.
Imali. No, we respect. Is of respect now.
Yeah, true. True.
Money. Let me say this in English.
Yeah.
Money. If you respect money, money will respect you.
Yeah. That's true.
Yes, I know this from experience.
There was a time where you didn't respect money.
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh no. Oh, I'm not that type of a girl.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, no. But you know me, bruh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, you've always been good with money.
Woman, I'm not you. I'm not irresponsible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then, if you disrespect money, it's just like alcohol. It will disrespect you because you can't be in a setting like this. Have like a, as I sit in,
sure. That's Milo, guys.
It was like, now, so now it's Milo for
Utala. Meet each other halfway. Yeah,
and you know, there's a time and place for everything, but
so there's a time to be ratchet and drink heavily.
No, man, you can
You
can go to a festival and have fun with your friends, but
yeah. There's really no need for people to go hard on alcohol.
Mandaba frats up.
I love you.
Eyes, man, why are you binging so much? No, man,
why is all papalaza? Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Over 20. They have 18 because the sun is 18, 19. You have abazo sela. Abazo sela 18, 19. 21. That's my rule in my house. You can have your own rules in your own house. But anyway, what I'm coming to is, so now you understand, mana. So good it count at 25 minute papalaza. I'm gonna cause no good.
Because the papalaza quiz our age. I'll be righty the next day.
Exactly.
It takes 3 days for you to get back to normal. By that time it's Wednesday.
What's age is it? 25
said. Aye, I can look. Don't go. Sibanga kana and can
I'm not 2000.
You got call?
Wait!
Oh no, man, not 25 or low 2000.
Close.
No, not really.
You are close. Oh, okay, you're not close. No,
no, no, no, not really, bruh.
But who can name your man about behaving?
95, 97.
97. Jeez, man. 97. Come on, right? Sorry, guys.
She said it. She said it. I thought it was 97.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, man.
I know this because I was never mad.
Hey. Hey.
Moving man. On. Hey. Swiftly. Man.
All right. This past weekend was Heritage Day, right? On Saturday, ne?
Yeah.
Is Saturday. That when everyone was wearing white here in PE?
Hey, man.
Dog. Did you have FOMO?
I did have FOMO. Yeah. I did because
Konjo, you planned this whole thing out.
Guys, right? Every single time I plan things with my friends, family as well, family included, isn't they never work out because we were planning a trip for that weekend.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But it didn't materialize. Mm. Also we were planning for me, my friends were gonna come to PE for the festival. But then didn't materialize as well because one of my friends moved. I'll call you to cell phone.
Yeah.
So I saw people Saturday, I think as of 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
12 o'clock, everyone was wearing white.
Yeah.
It was say we get into a mall and these people, the weird thing is that these people are coming from Chekas. Yeah, well, so my old tang is also, you know?
Yeah, fat course.
Fat course. Net drinks is harbor and all of that. But I'm white. I'm like, where are they going?
I also didn't understand.
I didn't get it. Yeah. I was like, where are they going? What's happening?
Yeah.
And then I went on to Facebook and I was like, oh,
yeah.
It's that all white festival here in PE.
The one with Zonke,
eh? Yeah, the one with Zonke. Oh,
where was it?
Hey, yo.
I wonder, bro. Can you take this thing out of the charger? Because it's messing with the frequency here.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Load shedding.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's going. But yeah. Carry on. So where was it? Where was the venue?
I don't know. Let me check.
Yeah.
But I know that. I know. I saw.
I saw this because I was going to pick up my woman and she stays like the naked side. So I'm like, hey, cool, let me go. I'm like, hey, why all white? What's going on? Is there something happening here? And then she explained, but no, there's this whole situation going on. There's Zonke in town. And I'm like, oh, that's the event I was supposed to go to. But obviously her plans care. Nature is like, always. Like, not always, Sham, not always. But you guys must. This is the weekend we were supposed to, like, go to the other place.
Yeah. Not this coming weekend.
This one.
Lay Heritage.
But why did we plan this weekend? I mean, that weekend.
Because it was Heritage.
Couldn't there have been, like, a better weekend?
This was the better weekend.
So look, this one is always busy. Everyone's got...
But it wasn't busy for us. Look, I didn't even have events. I didn't even take any events because I knew that I was going to be busy with Ezin.
There was a lot going on this past weekend, man. Even Burner Boy was in the country.
You know how I feel.
Was it DSTV Delicious?
Yes.
Who named that event? Why DSTV Delicious?
Because they also had food.
Oh.
Food, stalls, and all of that. Apparently, it was... People never took pictures of the food, apparently.
Yeah.
They were just taking pictures of each other, Burner Boy, etc. Hey, I was in between. Hey, I was... Yes, I saw the post there, DSTV Delicious, but I was also watching... YouTubers in Ghana, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. Omnia Open Thames was in Ghana. I was like, oh my god, there were so many festivals.
Oh, this was a dope weekend.
It was. Some YouTubers were invited to Ghana, dude. It was so nice. Chance the Rapper, Thames, Nabani.
Major League.
Major League was here. Oh, Major League was home. Oh, they was always, home they for the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, they were home.
Yeah, man, this was hectic.
It was a hectic weekend. Yes? It was, yes. It was.
Damn, man.
But anyway, people got married as well.
A whole lot of weddings were happening. Abantu belotyolo kunje nabanye bekizutsi. I'm like, which one?
Is this one, brah?
Dude.
Hey, hi, son.
But but everyone was looking beautiful this weekend, man.
Brah, South Africa is a beautiful country. All the cultures. Everyone was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
I just loved everything.
And I think this is one of the biggest weekends that we have as a country, you know, because it brings everyone together.
Yeah, it does.
Even families. Like, if you're more of the Western side, you obviously have a bride day, right?
Yeah.
And then we get together as a family, you bride, bim nandi, drinks.
Town was buzzing, man. Dude, everyone was hectic, everyone man. Had a bounce in their walk.
It was really hectic. It was really, really hectic.
That's even nice.
Green Acres was packed.
You like it, I'm sure.
Packed. We even went to Bay West because I was like, nah. I can't do this. There's nothing that we can do at Green Acres. Let's just go to Bay West. Bay West was packed as well because there was the game, SA versus Argentina.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, they were playing the game and they were making so much noise.
Really?
Yeah, they were making so much noise. Dude, coming back to this whole movie situation, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know that they've got like a young VIP package for like people that are good, right?
Package,
where? Dude, where in the cinema, there's like a lounge, a VIP lounge, where you can watch the movie. There are drinks that you can buy there. Like, you can have, like, champagne.
What?
You can have a beer while watching the movie.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, that what is the so hell? Nice.
And the chairs in that lounge, they're so nice. It's luxury.
Okay.
Yeah. But the tickets were pretty pricey. They were really pricey. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, wow, man, this is actually quite nice. But, you know, not right now, dude.
Okay.
Not right now, dude. But hey.
That is so nice, bro.
It was really nice. It's really, really, really nice. Because you can see the lounge, I think. It's got like a sliding door type of thing.
And oh, okay.
Obviously, they close the curtains and then there's like a bar. I'm like, what?
Oh, my word. What's going on? That is so nice.
A Bay West, Joe. We must check it out.
Wow.
More way food.
Anyways, I was going to go to the cinema as well with Fume on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then we were like, ah, weather is bad. We tired. And... we want to watch Woman King when it comes out.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll probably go and then play it now.
Me, I'm gonna be that guy. You want us to go for Woman King?
Yeah.
Me, I was gonna be that guy there by Parrot B. Soap today. Hey, boy. No, man, the cinema, it's just cold there, dude. I was so cold, bruh.
Bro, you know, young Bakoya cinema. When was the last time I went to a cinema, dude?
Kaloku, I'm a gentleman. I gave her the jacket.
Oh, nigga, what?
I gave her the jacket. So I was like, hey, man, just, you know, do the things.
You know?
Hey, dog. But it is what it is. All
right, so it's your MO.
I was sitting there, I'm like, hey,
it's not cold, so cold. Now that I think of it. When you arrived home, it was load shedding, and you get... I'm joking, guys.
I was cold, Josh. I was really cold, man. But, man, getting back to the whole Burner Boy situation, dude. Apparently, his performance was lit.
Yeah, apparently, yes.
His performance was really lit. Really highlight of the performance, I think, was Last. That song, right?
Yeah.
That's booming right now. It's doing quite well on the charts. But it's number 3 right now, because... just on top of it is my nigga, the boy, came out with that new. No one was ready for that, Super Mega. No one was ready for that.
No one was ready
for that, man. But Sete also is doing quite well. You know Sete?
Yeah, right? I do.
Yeah. It's doing quite well. I think the music in SA, like hip-hop, is coming back now, slowly but surely, because, hey, I'm a piano dog, just... took over everything.
My piano did take over everything, but do you think that AKA had a little bit of, you know, that piano vibe?
Yeah, there
and
is.
And Sete was like, it's like Afrobeats, your...
Yeah.
Afrobeats.
Yeah, that's where it's at. But you can hear a lock drum there.
There at the back.
At the back.
At
there.
Last row.
Yes. Last number there. It's like...
So it's Sete, Lemonade.
Lemonade. And then last.
Oh.
Yeah.
Open up 23.
Youngin, Yan.
Ah, okay.
He looks old though.
He does look old.
He looks really old. But he also performed AKA's song. I don't know what's happening with the beef there though. Because he performed All Eyes. I saw on someone's
really?
Yeah. Story.
Most of the people that I follow, they said they got there late. Because of the 2 hour, they were stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
For 2 hours to get in.
Oh.
Apparently, it was a mess. It was disorderly.
Yeah.
People were saying, no ways. Because it was just too much of a mess.
Apparently, there's a company that was organizing this thing. And people are saying that... I think someone was talking to me yesterday, telling me about this. Mm. But basically, there's a certain company that can handle... those kind of events.
Yeah.
Lena Kaba is the same company that did what's that big one, man, that had Beyonce.
Global Citizen.
Yes. It's the same company that
Global
handled.
Citizen was actually the one in Ghana. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Global Citizen.
So it makes sense for them to be at the same time, but obviously like
Citizen and then DSTV Delicious. Global Citizen,
I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember. But again, Nalapa, security wasn't tight as much because people got mugged at the end of the show. Word.
I saw this other guy, Bebemleka.
Yeah, so people were robbed. A whole lot of people got mugged during this whole shenanigan. So,
oh man, that's horrible.
Yeah, man, but it is what it is, I guess. But Clausen's eventing Agayato, your security has to be on point.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a very big event. You can't take care of everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, bo? You really can't take care of everyone. But
next time, outsource we company, right?
Yeah, man. And hopefully, like, next time, they'll be, like, enough. They'll have, like, security, all the security points, like, checked out and have like a proper entrance and exit type of situation. Because is the fact that parking is very far. That was basically the event. Shout out to Burna Boy for coming to SA and killing it like that.
Who else was performing?
Proud. I don't know.
Because the only person I heard was Burna Boy.
I didn't see anyone else. I didn't hear about anyone else. I think the biggest highlight was Burna Boy.
And I think the reason why people went is because of Burna Boy.
Yeah. I think so too. Well, obviously, yes. I know he's going to come through. And finally, he made it here and he's got the biggest album right now. So it all made sense. It really all made sense. But what else has been happening? Roger Federer? You really? I'm not a tennis person.
I'm also not a tennis person, but it's always a thing when
someone like that retires.
Someone like that retires, or something happens with one of the Williams sisters. So, you know, it's always a thing.
Yeah.
That's the only time I actually, you know.
Yeah.
What's the word? Take note.
Okay.
Of what is happening with tennis. But Roger Federer, hey man, I just asked, why is he retiring?
I don't know, man. I think maybe he's headed with the game. He wants to do something else, I guess, you know. I don't know. Maybe he's still going to be within. Yeah,
okay, but akazudlala,
you know, because his last game was versus Nadal.
Okay, yeah.
So it was obviously a classic clash.
But wasn't he playing doubles?
I don't know. His last game, apparently, was with Nadal, which was a couple of days ago.
He announced
his retirement, I think, on the 16th of September, or 14th, between the two dates. I'm not too sure, but I saw it on the news. It was also trending. So I'm like, okay. And then it was very emotional after his game.
Really?
But dude, after putting so much work into the craft and becoming a champion and all of those kind of things, then definitely... Jonga, if you see a colleague, he was to retire now. It's not going to happen now because see, I'm lean.
But when
big rugby players are like retiring, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal, Shem, and it's a big deal for Roger as well. Yeah, wow, man. It is a big deal.
Yeah.
Shem, man, that little boy must probably be like, okay, at least my dreams came true. Remember that video, this other boy, I watched it on Facebook, actually. I'm so random.
Yeah.
But this little boy said, please don't retire before I can play with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then his coach, the boy's coach, after a couple of years, the boy's coach organized for a game between him and Roger.
Yeah.
And he was like, no way! No way! I don't know. He was probably playing, I don't know, nationals. I don't know.
But man. But do you think that tennis players make a lot of money?
Yeah, a lot.
Like a lot, man?
Yeah, a lot. I really think they do make a lot. Venus.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, what's this? Golf and tennis?
Same.
Ah, those guys are securing the bag.
Yo, but the golfers.
Yeah, the golfers. Yo.
Yeah.
Even Tiger Woods. Dog, Tiger Woods is still in Jaya game, hey?
He is.
He's still in Jaya game. I'm seeing Ilanduza like, man, this boy, napa.
Go get Tiger Woods. What happened? I don't remember what happened, but he just came up.
I think he was cheating or something like that, and then.
Oh, so how many drama?
I think he was cheating and then got caught, something like that. I don't know. I'm not too sure.
My word.
Yeah. But it's always like that, dude. Even this guy. this guy that used to play for the Lions, man. I don't know whether he still does. Elton Jantis. He made that number 10.
I know the surname, yes.
For SA. Yeah, colored guy. Mm. And my nickname, Yakiwi. all the rugby oaks are probably going to be like, you might know which one now.
What does he know?
Since he never played rugby at school, I never played rugby at school. Go back to the story time. First video that I posted, you will hear all about my sports career at Queen's College. But it is what it is. Man, so Lengawa cheated. Yeah, well, Oganye was having an affair with one of the ladies that worked.
Oh, Queen's goodness.
In the team, they that work for the team.
Yeah.
Like Mshambi, I think she's like a sports scientist or something. Yeah. Else, yeah, well. So, he was cheating.
Oh, my goodness.
On his wife.
Oh, he's married. Oh.
He's married, and he was having an affair with this chick. And then they sent him back home. They were like, yo, hey.
No, we don't do that here.
Yeah?
Yeah, no. We don't do that.
Go home. so they sent him home, and then that was that for him, Shep, but he's still trying to fight that whole situation.
Oh my word, guys, don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Especially when you're a public figure.
Yeah.
Don't do it, because we will have you.
It's not worth it, bro. It's really not worth it.
There's this new thing. Cancel culture is bad.
Dog.
It is horrible. If you do something, it will affect your bag.
Yeah.
It will affect your career. It will affect everything. A woman, and you think, no, jonge up.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a ripple effect, dude.
No, it's bad, that thing. It's really bad. Look at Katlef. Katlef Lamchi.
How about his back?
Chinchadaiden.
He's back. Katlef Mbetunan, I love Katlef.
Yeah, I love him too, man. I love him too.
And his energy, he came back with so much energy. Where his first, his show, Gokabe Buya.
It was emotional.
It was emotional. It was really emotional. I couldn't even watch all of it.
Dude, there's so many people that are going through the same thing, right? To be more serious now, you know, coming back to Toilet Mo, dog. That was heartbreaking, man.
Iwasi, I had heard about it.
Yeah.
And I had seen it in the news,
yeah.
And I didn't. I was like, "Whoa, I don't like being Gundo's controversial," but I was like, "Yo, this is bad."
Yeah, dude.
This is bad. But then now, when he's exonerated, is it?
Yeah.
Now it's like, damn, that's bad.
Yes.
That's bad because we tell us more. Oh, he's got disappearing off the face of the earth, guys. He's got a wife.
Mm.
He's got things to do. He's got responsibilities as a man, brah. Mm-hmm. And that thing, cancel culture, you get stripped off everything.
Every single thing.
Brands don't want to work with you.
Yeah.
People don't want to work with you because haika loku we now una. You know?
Mm. You've got this whole cloud. It's really not nice, that thing, bruh. It's really, really, really not nice. And I wish that Abantu that come up with like no, so and so did this to me, so and so this happened, yabo. Abantu that are really coming with facts.
Yes.
Yabo?
Yeah.
Abantu that are coming with facts, people who are not trying to who like smear campaigns on people, just trying to get dirt on people and all of those kind of things, just cause umtumlam no more now, something like that. I'm not saying that abantu bayayenza alondo, because like kukhona abantu that are just out to get people.
Yeah.
Yabo?
Yeah.
We'll be seen together and then piti, you say something bad about me. You had planned that. You had said to yourself that listen, I'm gonna get you.
Yeah.
But I just wish that people could just come right and do the right thing. Guys. But Tata Lamona and turn it into motivation so you can do the same thing that they're doing or even better.
Better.
Mm. Yeah, but man, it's really sad. And they're totally small, but he's back now, Shem.
He is back, Shem. Now. Apparently, he had a show.
He had a show.
And it was an emotional one.
Yeah, he cried after his show.
Oh, man.
Mm.
Also, you know, it doesn't happen just to celebrities in Nyanlando. It just happens to, I know a friend of mine. I used to be friends with this person. And it happened to them. And, you know, hey, as women, I don't know, man. I'm sorry. Gelaki, there was a recording, bruh.
Yo, yeah.
I don't know how he thought of it, but he was like, okay. I think his phone was on his lap in the car. And then he's just hit record. And then he had the phone, pedals. Apparently, it's just the two of them in the car. And then she was like, buy me an iPhone.
Yeah, man.
And we will forget about this. I will say it didn't happen. But if you don't, if you can't do that now, give me 5K now. And then usan patala any like during the week or something.
Wait, did it happen?
No, it didn't happen.
Oh, utiena.
I'm going to say it happened.
I'm going to say this happened.
Yes.
If you don't buy me an iPhone.
Yeah, if you don't buy me an iPhone.
Oh, man, that yo, bruh.
Yeah, it was like one of those things where you meet up, you go to a party or something like that. Yeah. You know, it doesn't react.
Be mind the club, and then.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, okay, I can shop. And then, yeah.
Yo, but that's bad.
But at least the recording was there.
Yeah.
And I think the first person he sent it to was me.
Okay.
So, and it was December period. Yeah, bro?
Yes,
it was
December. Season.
So now, bro, it was bad. And he was like, the only thing that I was worried about is, what's my mom going to say? Because my mom, akan kulisanga ngolo hlobo. I can't even think of how to explain it to my mom. Imagine, right?
Hey, man, that sucks, man. That really sucks. Yeah. Sibuhlungu, guys, as news and dozens like abantwini. Really, really, really so. Because, dude, you could be doing so, like, so well for yourself, and then something like that just pops up.
Jay.
Yabo? Jay, out of the blue.
You could be minding your own business, bro.
Even if I'm fair to, it's just like, maybe someone tweets something.
Yeah.
And then other people start retweeting.
Mm.
And then it becomes a whole thing. You lose your job. You lose whatever respect people have for you.
Yeah.
Dignity. All of that. Yeah. There's so much that gets stripped of you.
Yeah.
When you go through that kind of thing. So, which is why I'm trying to say, like, in SA Abantu, when they do those kind of things, do it. Ube honest. Yeah.
And know... Don't have like an emotional attachment to into or emtwini.
Yeah.
And then like turn if that person is not reciprocating that, now turn that into you know what? In fact, I'm going to beat you. Because in life it doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that, dog. It really doesn't.
It doesn't work like that.
Yabo. You can't just smear someone. Because they don't feel the same way you feel about them or whatever, you know.
I said don't smear if you want to do it.
I mean,
by all means, but
think about
hope
it.
Hope that it's true.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Hope that it's true.
Yeah.
Because I would understand. I understand if it's not. How can I put this? If it's true, I understand your frustration, yeah.
Of course, yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
If it's true, come out with it. Let's all dissect the piece. Let's talk about it.
Yes.
Let's retweet. Let's get justice for you, yeah, bro?
Yeah, let's get justice for you, Nyan.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's get justice for you.
But
if it's not true,
don't come here.
trying to,
you know,
no.
Secure an iPhone there for hey, no, man. Don't do those kind of things, guys. But
your
it is
bra
what it
was
is,
bad.
Man. I ain't saying none. I ain't saying none. But yeah, man. What else has been happening? What else have we been up to? I don't really recall like much happening in the entertainment industry besides Abululu Cafe and their nudes.
I'm not even going to say anything. I really love Lulo, so
He's so quiet, man, for that kind of thing to happen to him.
He doesn't deserve anything that is happening to him.
That Musa Kawula thing.
Who suspended the account?
I don't like that character, man.
Apparently, he has a wakupa personal details.
Hi, Bopra.
The address, the phone number or something. Her home address.
I'm not sure if you're a self-esteem.
Masiti Lamindo took it at about 4. Do you know that Umusa is live on a space? Ulala nini Umusa?
Digital journalist. Digital journalist. Everyone's a journalist now, guys. Yo. Everyone's a journalist. And Gengoku Z facts is under his data. That's what I've realized. But it had to be yola out.
Hey, what I told.
I told Kishem. Yo, I told.
Yo.
What is it? To chat in the Nazi with that guy. I just want to know.
No, she isn't.
Oh, okay. Jeez, why are people so scared of this whole Michali situation?
Hi.
Don't say hi. I just want to know.
Do you know that people now have stopped having baby showers?
Okay.
No, man. You know,
are you really scared of this whole thing? Okay,
no,
fine,
I
won't talk about it, bro. But you know, I don't like her.
I know you don't like her, and it's okay, bro.
I don't like funny behavior. I'm a straight person, so you must come straight.
You like people on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, man, I don't like funny things at all, bro. I really don't like funny things. I don't do funny things as well. But it is what it is. What do you need? Baby showers? What?
Aye, man. It's not that they stopped doing baby showers. Yes, there's a nice thing that I saw on Instagram.
Yeah.
I've seen it before, but I didn't pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nowadays, you don't have... thousands of baby shower, ne? Now you're expecting presents from your friends.
Right.
You get me. But then, you invite them yourself.
Okay.
Sometimes your friends are not going to plan the baby shower for you. Yeah, do you get what I mean? And then abanye abantu, they will say, okay, I'm having a baby shower. I'm hosting a baby shower for myself.
Yeah.
And I'm inviting my friends. And then my friends are going to come with presents. No. But this girl, I follow her on Instagram. She had a sip and see. Sip and see. Okay. So she was, it's like a very cute lunch for her friends to see the baby.
Also, the baby's already...
She's already, you know?
Then
she had beautiful decor and nice, light little lunch whatever. Beautiful balloons. And then the baby was there. And then the friends came to see the baby.
That's nice.
So, like, have it after 3 months. Because it's not about my mamas. So, like, after 3 months, then your baby can go out to the world. So, classic and see, you come, you take pictures with the baby and whatever.
That's nice,
and
man.
That's nice. It's nicer than the baby shower because, yazi, the baby shower, hey, you're pregnant, there's just so many things going on. You know, you're not glowing. You know, get what I mean? Sometimes you don't even feel like eating this thing that is happening.
Do people glow when they're pregnant?
Some
do, ne?
Some.
Some become,
Yeah. But don't you think Utumi links?
Oh, no.
Oh, she was glowing.
Oh, listen. If my woman didn't exist, guys, then Utumi links would be the ideal woman. She's so beautiful. Oh, my God. Biggest crush ever. Yo, guys, you don't understand.
What happened to Natasha Tahan?
Nah, man, she sucks.
After the 2 million?
Yeah, no, she's stupid. She's dumb, man. I didn't understand that whole thing. How can you snitch on yourself like that, bruh?
She didn't snitch on herself. At that time, she didn't think that South Africa was going to take it like that.
We're too woke, bro. We're too woke. We're very woke. And when you say something, dog, you know it's going to go viral. But I don't want to. We're going to buy Grand Joe and come and talk to my people. Hey, man. This is scary. You're going to end up speaking things that are not.
No, man. I think it's Grand Joe. I think it's Grand Joe and being around Mac. Mac
yeah,
is.
I know.
Yeah. Mac is just being around Mac and Saul.
Hey, Joe, it's going to be too much in Queenstown, eh?
Yeah, ne?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see about that. We'll see about that. But hey, man, I think we're good, though. Right?
Yeah.
Man, this has been a very nice chat.
Yeah, it was.
Eh? Right? This is a very nice chat. Yeah. I think we're going to be going into load shedding pretty soon, so we must,
you know. Wrap it up.
But yeah, man, thank you for tuning in. Very nice show today. Amazing chats.
Thank you for the love.
Thank you for the support. Coming from yours truly, Spooda.
Jojo Maki.
Awe. Yeah, guys. Let's be out. Round table. Boom.
Bye.